Greetings, hello, fellow Republic Broadcasting Network Nazis, listeners. Little slip there. Today is the second day of July in the year of our Lord, 2023. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord. And be sure and go to republicbroadcasting.org and see how you can help keep us going. There's a store and you can donate, and especially visit DixieRepublic.com. And their email is proudsouthern123@gmail.com. And be sure to tell them RBN sent you. So today, this is yours truly, Murr. And we have a chatango by the same name, yours truly, murr.chatango.com. If anyone wants to come in there, I'll try to look at it. I'm trying to get the hang of all this stuff here. But I was looking into more about this Sound of Freedom and how it connects there, you know, with Jesse Sobodar and Timothy Charles Holmes in particular. And he had written a book about how, like, Cummings, which some years ago, that who was trafficked in Florida and the repercussions from that. And that's just one single child. You know, I mean, there's just so much of this going on. And so there were murders of two young women, young girls, actually. I think they were early teens, one in Indiana, one in Ohio. And so he was looking into that, and it wasn't being appreciated. So I guess it was February. Then he got word somehow through the grapevine that they were going to try to, indict him or make him appear before court. And he looked through at the post office, the numbers that had been used, and one was to come to him, and it hadn't been sent out from the court. So they had the tracking number. So this then could be used to say he had this information, but then he skipped court, right? So then there was another one, and this one was FedEx, another number. And that was never sent out either. And then, so April, then suddenly, this judge, who'd been a judge for many years, and I was looking through some of his stuff, and he's into everything. Frigiato, Fregiato, Italian, of course. And he suddenly decided to retire. That was effective June 30th. And they had a big what to do at the courthouse, right in the courthouse. So, I mean, he'd worked for different with different lawyers and just all these different things. And like I said, being a Mason, I don't know, did I say that? And in 2019, his own wife, Cynthia, was made county clerk of courts. So she was apparently the one responsible for supposedly going to send these summons out to Holmes that never were sent out. And so she's retiring in August also. So you see the plot thickens. And then I had run across a very informative video. I think he had posted it. And I'm not sure if I put it in yours truly yet, but I will. And as spoiler alert for this, Sound of Freedom. Now, I said last week, and I had Sam play a clip from Caviezel from last year, but last night when I was looking into all this stuff, it occurred to me, and it's probably the Holy Spirit, the breath of holiness, to look up the verses that say, "Lo, Christ is here." You'll hear Christ is there, but don't go. Oh, what happened? Everything okay, Sam? Okay, so okay, so, I know. Thank you. I think. Yeah. So the Sound of Freedom thing, it turns out the whole story is untrue. You know, they say it's true, but it's not. And actually, it does relate to this man they talk about, but he groomed this child. He was a little boy, was a U.S. citizen. He wasn't, you know, nothing to do with cartels in Mexico and all this Rambo stuff. All right. This is what they're pushing in the movie. It's very clever that they sell all these tickets way ahead of time and pump up, you know, the enthusiasm, you know, because people are always looking for a hero because they reject the one and only hero. So I promised myself I would put this out there today. I'm sorry if it bothers your enjoyment of the movie that you've been so pumped up for, but I had told someone somewhere else that, yeah, I'd been asked to talk about it, and I talked about it. But I wasn't planning to go anyway. I don't go in there Plato's caves for anything. Okay? And they're getting trickier and trickier. So I'm not too sure how this relates to the adoption services some of these people were running and what those were used actually for. I mean, this is just incredibly horrendous how this has come into our lives. It's actually been there, I think, more and more, but you know, they want it to come to the surface. So, you know, silence is consent. And I'd heard someone say too that, you know, even if all these different political figures don't have oaths of office that they have signed and notarized, that when everything goes down, the ones left holding the bag are all the citizens or nationals that said nothing. Okay, if you know and don't step in, well, then it's your fault. Okay, so if I see something, I'm going to say something. Which reminds me of Janet. What's her name? Not Reno, but the other one. But for Department of Homeland Services. But yeah, so it's pretty incredibly awful. And I don't even know if I want to play too much from there, so I didn't bring up any clips. But it's just you know, you just fooled again, okay? You keep hoping for somebody to be good about it. And I've also been in contact with a lady now to go to this other very important subject about organ harvesting. And that can be done any time of life. They can use old organs too, you know. And what it does, you know, it guarantees if you donate your organs that you'll have 3 to 4 hours of being vivisectomied with your heart going last with no anesthesia. You'll have paralyzing drugs. So this is another really evil thing that people are being complicit with. Complicit, compliant, and complacent, as we know from communitarianism. So, because it's mammon, you can't serve God and mammon, and people are serving mammon. And I will put it in the yours truly, Myrrh.Chatango. There's information and a letter Paul Byrne just put out. This is Dr. Paul A. Byrne, BYRNE, MD. And it was really known for saving tiny little newborns that are preemies and stuff, neonatal too. And so he came across how this brain dead thing, and now they're trying to even push it further. And in the first part of this letter, he says, "Dear friends of life," I think this is his assistant that put this letter together, Christine. Christine Zainer, Zainer. And I will put this in the chat right now, and then I'll read part of it. Yeah. Here we go. So, dear friends of life, medical and legal elites want the Uniform Law Commission, that's ULC, to change the Uniform Determination of Death Act, that's the UDDA. Uniform Determination of Death Act to make brain death easier to declare explicitly without consent, including for the apnea test, which removes the life-supporting ventilator and only risks harm. Conscious opt-outs have been discussed, but only if objection is made prior to initiation of the brain death exam protocol. Physician and healthcare provider opt-outs were not included. Conscious rights must include both patients and providers. If you agree with the attached action letter prepared by Drs. Paul Byrne and Christine Zahner, please sign and return, if possible, before July 9th, 2023, to Christine Zahner, not directly to the ULC. And it has her P.O. box, has the, I guess I could read it out in case people want to come back to the recording and if they're not online. It's Christine Zahner, Z-A-I-N-E-R, P.O. box 26635. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53226. And they will make copies and send the letters in a bundle to the ULC.
You have a date on that, Mer?
It needs to be done by July 9th, preferably. I guess they can still use them after, but is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do have a downloadable ULC action letter PDF. And you can forward it to others. But I wanted to mainly read that on air for those. I know there's some of us that, you know, are analog men and women, right? But I'll put the PDF in there now, too. And I'm sure you could make up your own letter if you wanted to, too. Okay, they have it addressed to the right people and everything, so. Maybe I can, I'm not sure I could get that circulated, but that's a little too long to read. Okay. There is an email address and a phone number for the ULC, too, but it sounds like a better idea to send it through Dr. Byrne and Christine Zahner. But I've been in contact with a nice lady that I came to RBN too late to hear much from, Eleanor White. And she was very encouraging on getting this information out there. You know, and I had come across this on the site. So she's really backing me with this. And it is important. It's incredibly important. And it's, you know, you should definitely have a big X on your driver's license. But they won't honor it if they can get away with it, you know. There is a Paul Byrne site, Guardian for Life, I think it's called. But you can send in a form to make it doubly sure. I guess that would be to the state to make sure you aren't on that list. No way, no how. Or anyone you want to care about or love and keep from being tortured at the end of their life, too. You know, and the medical professional people are taught, oh, it's brain death, and you know, but how can the blood be flowing, you know? And it's interesting. The Irish people, in particular, have wakes, right? W-A-K-E-S, and have done so for years. And the English used to ended up putting a string with a bell outside of the casket in case people did come back. You know, they're not fully dead. Maybe this eternal soul thing there, Sam. But sometimes 3 days, they'll appear to be dead. They don't have any visible signs of life. But the Irish in particular there, where they're an island and there's a lot of fishing and things, and people would drown. And so they'd lay them out and at room temperature and let them see what happened. And after 2 days, often they'd sit bolt upright and spit out a bunch of water and start breathing again, you know? So this brain death is just a convenient way to get at those living organs. If they really cared about people, they would have a room temperature room to keep people for at least 3 days. And, you know, they can handle the smell. That's easily done. And they could use EEG, as Eleanor reminded me, electroencephalogram, to determine if they were really gone or not. But they don't. They don't want to know that. In fact, they don't really want you gone, because you have to be alive to take your organs. And like I said, the medical professional people don't want to believe that, because then they're, again, complicit, aren't they, with that. And it's sad. Apparently, Joyce Riley was a nurse that worked in that, but when she found out, she repented of it and didn't have anything to do with it anymore. And that's always been an interesting dichotomy to me. People that know the Lord and love Jesus Christ, but they have that other foot in the medical profession and assume they can just do anything they want, don't have to take care of their health, and just go to the doctor. Or as some of the medical professionals say, you just have to go in, as if you're a car or a vehicle that has to be worked on in the garage, right? This is just another indication of where we are and how lack of conscience we have, and consciousness and true heart, you know. It's sad. I probably should have had some video ready, but like I said, I was picking from different parts of different ones to research this a little better. And apparently Tim Ballard and his wife were in the adoption business, and Caviezel and his wife actually have 3 adopted children, and they have children that were, you know, I don't know if one's blind and one's lame, and you know, it's definitely an encouraging thing, but I can't help but wonder if they're not being used. I'm sorry, when people still believe all the lies, they go back, I mean, what they say about Mengele, what they say about World War II, and none of it was true. They didn't do those things. It's used for an excuse for the ones that claimed to be victims to do now. If you can't read between my lines, I guess I'll just have to say something, but... Yeah. You know, it is really sad. It really is. But you know, we have somebody that is our intermediary, our intercessor. And the John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no way to the Father but by me. Now, people don't want to believe that, but that's true. And I think it becomes more and more obvious when you see how we depend on... Oh, break time. Okay, I'll be back in a minute or 2 or 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
I see in the chat room a fella posted a very interesting comment about Voronoff was a student of French surgeon, biologist, eugenicist, and Nobel Prize recipient Alexis Carrel, C-A-R-R-E-L, from whom he learned surgical techniques of transplantation. Between 1896 and 1910, he worked in Egypt, studying the retarding effects that castration had on eunuchs. Observations that would lead to his later work on rejuvenation. And the chatter says, rejuvenation, in quotes, I think adrenochrome is related. I wouldn't be at all surprised. Yeah, so you see, it's not beneficial to do all these kind of things like they're doing to the children again now. And there's one group that controls the money and the propaganda and what you dare not say about them, criticize them. And they're the ones that have in their cult that there are six or eight genders. Now, there's only two sexes. They want us saying genders. They want us repeating their spells like they did with Divoke, like they do with the Hola Hoax. Because we bring it down on ourselves because we're powerful. We're using our energy. They're sucking it off of us to use it for their ill deeds. So, I don't know. They have these six or eight genders, and you can read about them. And it's the Jews, in case you didn't get my drift. So in their, I don't even know, it might even be in Zohar, but it's in the Talmud, I guess, too. And of course, in the Talmud, they say Jesus Christ is oiling in excrement in hell forever. So it's a clue that they hate him so much as to what's going on and what the real purpose of life is. To turn to me, Dr. Lorraine Day said she thought you could probably sum up the Bible in three words. Turn to me. Because that's what all through the Old Testament we saw. They turned away from him and how they suffered. And it's going on today. Okay? The Constitution isn't what we thought it was, but it was supposed to be to protect our God-given rights. And that's never even said anymore. It's constitutional rights. Well, what's that? And no. And as Gary Wayne recently said, the fellow that does a lot of writing and research about the a lot of things, but he did Genesis 6 about the giants and things, but he said the Constitution was designed to destroy Christianity. Now, I hear a lot recently people wanting to debate about Christianity and how it's evil and the communion service and that's cannibalism. And so I came up with CHRINO, CHRINO, Christian in name only. And you don't even know what that is because they put a little Judeo round yard engine in there to tug us around in circles. Judeo-Christian is an oxymoron. And of course we know Schofield and Darby, but primarily the one that goes unnoticed so much of the time is Samuel Untermyer. And he blackmailed Woody Wilson, so he would have to do what he said, and he got the first Jew on the Supreme Court, Louis Brandeis. And, of course, it's been said that he and Brandeis were, quote-unquote, buddies, but we notice that that happens all the time. They'll have loose morals, we'll have queers, so to completely corrupt whoever it is they're corrupting. And Woody was already pretty corrupted in those lines, but, and he had a stroke and he was syphilitic. But anyway, so Untermyer got him to get Brandeis on. And so then that facilitated getting the First World War going and the Federal Reserve and the income tax, the IRS. The IRS actually goes, the income tax actually goes back to Lincoln, though, and the Lieber Code, and can look into all that, too. But all this stuff at the World War One time, and then World War Two, there's Untermyer again pushing World War Two. Oh, we'll be back in a minute, or two or three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's the Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
Hello, we're back, like a bad rash. So I was saying about Samuel Untermeyer, and then he big speech on ABC pushing World War II. And then later, it's with the Scofield Bible. And Derby, apparently there was a castle, and I guess in Ireland, Derby Castle. And apparently there's spell casting going on there, you know? And so the Scofield Bible isn't the Bible. I mean, Bible was written by inspired men, inspired by God. But, of course, the translators were paid by men. So there's many, many mistranslated parts and words in there. For instance, some of the Sabbaths were changed to first day of the week. And you can see what kind of mess that makes, right? So we get the Pope Sunday instead of Sabbath. And in the Old Testament, we have to fear God, right? Well, it was supposed to be reverence. This is a God of love. God is love. Christ came in the flesh to show us what God love is in the flesh. And you know, when I think about that, whenever someone's testing my ability to hold my tongue or not answer in the same way, what would Jesus do, right? Of course, we know he threw over the tables and money changers and threw them out in... He actually did that twice, but yeah, so back to Untermyer. he's a no good Nick, and we don't hear that much about him. His brother, in fact, was it Michael E. Michael Jones, was saying Louis Untermyer, because he was a publisher, and he was just kind of a wimpy brother of Samuel. So there again, you just get obfuscation about it. But I was going to read some from the PDF of Jesse's affidavit from the cathedral in Rockford, Illinois, and St. Peter's. And I guess I will read some of that, but first let's take Patrick in Texas. Patrick?
Hey, Mer. How you doing? Yeah, that's a good topic.
Oh,
Samuel Undermeyer. Samuel Undermeyer and Schofield, they teamed up to create that mess. There's an older version known as made in Greek, the Codex Syntax, I believe it is, and in itself they found about 30,000 edits to that array. So you know, it's all subject to a lot of interpretation. Can you hear me all right, Mer?
Yes, I can. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna add there too. If you don't mind, I'll just butt in here a little bit and. This is all purposely done because they want to lead people away from the fact that God is all powerful, but he's all loving too. We have no idea of that kind of love. I mean, he says in Jeremiah how I had no idea of burning. You know, they're bashing their brains of their children out against the rocks, and they're putting them, passing them through the fire to Moloch, you know, and they blast the trumpets so you can't hear them screaming as they die. I mean, this never entered God's mind. He has a higher mind than us. I mean, he created the universe. And Jesus is him. He came in the flesh as him. Now, this isn't just my belief, but there are only believers and non-believers. But the more you learn, the more you read the Bible and ask for guidance, the more truth you'll be shown. But you're not just going to be shown everything dumped on you so you can't understand it. You know, you have to be ready for that part of the truth. There is only one truth, contrary to some opinion. Go ahead, Patrick.
Along them lines there, you know, we know that Justice Scalia was asked by Judge Henry Tolentino, why do you call the Bill of Rights the fundamental law? He said, well, it sounds too Catholic. In other words, it's God's law. That was the Bill of Rights. And so, you know, that's what we were always supposed to be following. We've let them basically, take the control out of the narrative of everything. There was Attorney Sam Dixon who was just on the air. And he said that the Bill of Rights is our law. It's law. He didn't say anything about the Constitution or any of the other stuff. No. And he's dead right. But I think Scalia done said it right. It's, you know, call it the fundamental law, but it's actually, God's law, natural law. And we've, gotten away from that. What do you say about that?
Yeah. Oh, and thank you for saying Janet Napolitano. That's the DHS secretary. I was trying to remember the other Janet's name. That's her. Thank you. And, yeah, and I mean, even everything that's been written has been kept from keeping Christ or not only a deity, but Christian principles out of it. You know, in the beginning, the 13 colonies, states, which considered themselves countries, right? You know, I mean, just like Europe, there was a bunch of countries, and they more recently had the Union, right? But this will all lead up to something. But these 13 colonies, 12 of them wanted Christian principles and a deity in their writings, in their constitution. Only Rhode Island didn't. And that's where, ironically, the most slaves were brought in shipping. And they, you know, they just said, oh, like Aaron Lopez and the shipping, we do the most shipping. But what was that freight? Oh, it was human beings. Okay. But the letter that Jonas Phillips in the synagogue in Philadelphia sent to George Washington, that's, and you can find that on thefounders.org, I guess it is, but it's a letter to Washington from Jonas Phillips, 7 September 1787. And he says in there, he contradicts himself. He says, we believe that the Old Testament and the New Testament were inspired by God, but we can't, being a Jew, they couldn't acknowledge the New Testament. In other words, they're Antichrist. Okay? Simple as that. And so that's been all through our country. And in fact, Alexander Hamilton, a man named Pormoncher, a Jewish man, wrote a book that came out August, I think it was 21 in 2021, and admitting to Alexander Hamilton being a Jew. He was a crypto Jew. He was keeping it hidden. His mother was Rachel Levine, another one of them, buried in a Jewish cemetery. But he pretended not to be a Jew because no Jews were allowed in the early government in this country. Hello, people. You know, oh, thank you for defending the Jews.
And they really...
Let me just say here, he started the first bank, and he was the treasurer for Washington's administration, but he took it over. He ran Washington's administration. And there's a lot to know about Washington, too. He's got some royal blood, and brought over as a baby and all this stuff. But he and his brother Lawrence, when he was young, he impregnated a woman, and that boy became Thomas Josie, I think was the last name, and that he adopted later on when he married Mary Washington. But his mother, Martha. He married Martha, and I forget what her name was before Washington. But Mary Washington was his mother and Lawrence's. And the two brothers were sent to Barbados because of the things they were doing and illegitimate child and everything. And he came back with syphilis again. Okay. So, I mean, yep. We're just told so many lies. And the founding fathers, don't call any man father, right? So I just wanted to get that in there. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, there's Michael Gaddis said Alexander Hamilton was actually, Mark Washington was just his agent for Alexander Hamilton. So he was actually the guy in charge. And don't forget that these people are not practicing the Bible. They're practicing the Babylonian Talmud. They just every now and then will try to play lip service, saying they're studying the Old Testament. No. They're all practicing the Babylonian Talmud, which is absolutely just like the Quran. It's just insane.
Well, it's actually worse than the Quran, you know. And the Quran at least acknowledges Christ and his mother. Of course, they think of him as a prophet. But yeah, the Talmud, like I said earlier, portrays Christ as boiling in excrement in hell for eternity. Okay, so
you got it. Okay, I'm gonna let you go, Mer. Thank you.
Okay, Patrick, thank you. Yeah, so I'm gonna read some of this Jesse's affidavit. Somebody said, oh, this is why I don't believe she's real, because of this. Well, she saw a whole lot more than this, and she didn't even put a lot of the details in. And so let me see how much here I want to read. We'll start out with, I, Jesse Marie Sabater, sworn under the pains and penalty of perjury, claim the following facts to be the truth, and that I am of age, of sound mind, and competent to put these facts upon the record. I would like to submit upon the record the involvement of Cathedral of St. Peter, located in Rockford, Illinois, in crimes against children and humanity through satanic ritual abuse, in conjunction with, number one, law enforcement from Rockford, excuse me, Chicago, Wheaton, Peoria, Springfield, and surrounding suburbs. The Chicago, number two, the Chicago Underground Dumb Base. That's, you know, deep underground military base. Number three, Rush Hospital. Number four, underground breeder programs. Number five, labs. Six, DARPA, CERN, and HARP. Seven, Department of Defense. Eight, ISS. TD, the International Society for Study of Trauma and Disassociation. See, they do all this stuff on purpose, you know. See how far we can push people and make them do what we want. And then has that address. Adults involved in the memories I'm sharing who witnessed present ed abuse done to children through Cathedral of St. Peter Church and affiliates include the following. I testify for the record that these individuals named are members of one of the highest orders of the Brotherhood as initiates of the flame. That order is called the Order of Melchizedek. For the women, their place in order is signified by the wearing of pearls and the color purple. And it seems to me Ms. Jackson, the black woman that doesn't know what a woman is, wore that. That's interesting. Okay. So she goes on to name, starting with President Ronald and Nancy Reagan, George H. and Barbara Bush, George W. and Laura Bush. These are people who are present at these doings. And Nazi and Ukrainian Legion of Defense leader Michael Karkoc. That's K-A-R-K-O-C. Now, she is another one that believes all the stuff about Germany and the Nazis because she had this experience with this man. Okay? So, I tend to find otherwise, although I think all government is evil. I've come to that conclusion. A lot of these names you wouldn't know, but they're she knows of them. They're relations and who raised her. You might know Lori Cabot Kent, Joan Collins, Grand High Priestess of the West, Gloria Vanderbilt, Grand High Priestess of the East, Mary Lou Whitney, Grand High Priestess of the South, Colonel Michael Aquino. I left out a few names there that are important. They're high on the list and that trained her, but the last name was Church, Acker and Church for those. So, General Paul E. Vallalie. Now, I see him on John B. Wells Live very often, but she has in parentheses, saw him in association with many members of this order, but cannot confirm his involvement. So there may be some that are kept at arm's length that maybe don't even know. They're right there, but they don't know, you know. Colonel John B. Alexander, John O'Brien, Edward Rincon, that's DARPA, CERN, HARP interface. Isaac Asimov, writer with connections to underground Boston military base. And, of course, he's a Jew. Oliver Stone, and his real name is Silverstein. And I'm going to stop here about Stone, Oliver Silverstein Stone. And we think, oh, it's great, this JFK movie and all the detail and all that. But what did he not talk about, huh? The Jewish involvement, of course. And the fact is, you know, we're told, oh, you know, there's history and the media. And do we know for sure what they're saying is true? No, we don't. But we accept what went down before as true. I've come to realize that what we're told happened to Kennedy didn't happen to Kennedy. So, anyway, I'll stop there because it's getting a little late, and I wanted to talk a little more about this Sound of Freedom thing and Caviezel and how, sadly, I think, you know, there again, he's with the myth of everything about the Germans. It's not just Jewish babies this time, and he acts like Schindler's List movie was some historical event, and I think he's duped to some degree. You know, he played Christ, so now he is Christ? No, he knows better. But like I said, they're trying, I think, to make it look like Tim Ballard is a Christ-like figure. But remember, this whole story, if you go see this, it's all a lie, and you can look up what actually happened. And I find that spoiler alert, I will post it. Because it's very interesting. The whole thing is based on this Rambo-type stuff that we want to see in our movies, where they went and busted in this cartel and all this other stuff. No, it's right here. They're grooming children to accept this. The places where they do this and film it, the room right next door that also has cameras, is a playroom with all the things the children want to play with. It's just a degradation. And like I said with last week and with Michael Herzog on his show about adrenochrome, and I'm getting a blessing where I can talk about these things, but then I can kind of shelve them. So, because I'm a little bit empathetic, or maybe a lot, and so that kind of messes with that. So I need to know these things, and I want to share them, because they need to be talked about for everyone to hear. But the way we're fooled is, like I said, we're looking for a hero, and there's only one. And we don't want to accept him. Turned against him because the Talmudia tells you to. What's old Silverstein, what's her name? She'd kill him again, right? That's funny, you know? So, it's really deep stuff, and it's not funny. Oh, good, James is calling in. Thanks, James. Come on board.
Yeah, hi. I was going to suggest you need another hour there.
Oh, thank you.
You're on a roll. And I want to hear more.
Yeah, we'll have another hour if you call in often, right?
Well, no, but you're on a roll there for names, and I'm enjoying connecting the dots a bit. So.
Yeah, and that's only.
So, have
one,
you but, ever?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Have I was you just ever been to Germany? That's only one church. You know, that's only one place.
Yeah. You know? No. I'm just saying. Have you ever been to Germany at all?
Oh no, I haven't.
Oh, you got to go. Go to Munich.
Yeah?
When you go to Munich, go to the Hofbräuhaus.
Oh.
You know the Hofbräuhaus?
Tell me.
that's one of the most famous beer halls in all of Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where a lot of it started. There's other there's other brew houses in Munich as well, but I was fortunate enough to go there and... it's quite interesting. But anyway, I'll let you go. And like I said, I wasn't exactly joking about the other hour because you've done a lot of research. So.
Well, I'll be bringing some more of this in if I can squeeze it in there, you know, because we need to know this. And you need names and places so you can realize how true all this stuff is.
You see, this is the thing. If it's research and... these things are true. People got to know them in order for people to come to some kind of reasonable conclusions. But we'll talk again.
Okay, thank you, James. Yeah, the energy can then be used, you know, in a productive way instead of how it's being used now. Our energy is sucked off us and used for evil. And I see we have Kathleen in Texas. I'd hoping she'd call me sometime. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Mer, I want to tell you I am so grateful that you are continuing your show. You are our godsend, and I never miss it. So you're in my prayers, and thank you for working so hard. You're a treasure.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you called. You'll have to call in when Dr. Day is on with me. She agreed to be my third Sunday guest every month.
Wow.
And she has a family emergency going on right now, so that, I guess, could change, but... That's what we're set up for, is every third
Wonderful.
Sunday. Yeah.
Well, thank you for going to all the trouble to continue, and
we
are all so fortunate to have you.
Thank you so much. I love to hear you and your calls. The one you did on Friday night a week ago played again this Friday, so that was good, on a Jeremy show. It was actually the Punch Bowl. Yeah. So, Willie took a little time off for the holiday and everything. Okay, so This has been so much fun. And yeah, there's so many names and so many places, unfortunately. And some of the people that have survived this, they're just left out on their own. And, you know, as teens and young people coming up and trying to struggle just to exist. And some of the ones, a fellow, Lift the Veil, Nathan Stolpeman, I think was the name. He had his show, and he opened the lines one time to these people, and they were all in an area in Indiana, I believe, and they had all been abused by CPS, would take them around the church basements and stuff is where they were abused, right? And so you were letting in all the satanic power, and so then later, they're all going up to work on making child-sized coffins in Portland, Oregon, and this is before Sandy Hoax, you know, and I'd like to see those little coffins exhumed and see just what's in there, and if it's really children's bones, I want them tested to see whose they are, because there couldn't be that many mothers that were that old and having them, and you can see by their pictures the children are wearing clothes from a former time, and they're now teenagers, and then they sang at the Superb Al, the Super Bowl, the Superb Al, right? And what happens to these people? Or like in Parkland, and that happened to be on the 675th anniversary of Valentine's Day in 1348, when the Jews claim it was a massacre, but they were being held accountable for poisoning water all over Europe. Yeah, so... Yeah, I guess I can't talk anymore. That's good. Be next week. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for coming in the chat. Bye-bye. Thanks, Sam.
Store located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.